You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Welcome to Immunize Wisely. I'm so pleased we have a new board operator, and so welcome, Sam, to RBN's weekend edition. My name is Ingrid Castle, and I am the host of Immunize Wisely on the Republic Broadcasting Network. I am also the director of Vaccination Liberation, a national grassroots association dedicated to providing information on vaccinations not often available to the public so that one can make the only informed choice, which is complete avoidance and refusal. Our websites are vaccinetruth.com, vaccinetruth.net, and vaccinetruth.org. And my business website is humbleweed.net, and this is where I sell specific high-quality products to help people recover their health in this day and age of vaccines, chemicals, and microwave radiation. So that's why I have called the show Immunize Wisely, which means to protect and strengthen our immune function wisely while we navigate a toxic world. And we do have a chat room for the show, thanks to Mer Bailey for creating and hosting our chat room. And I will be adding some links there, and she often does too. To participate in the chat, go to Immunize Wisely, and that's stylized with a Z and Wisely. So it's Immunize with a Z, Wisely with a Z, chatango.com. And I want to just remind our listeners to please support this network. Become a monthly subscriber if you're not. If you're new to the network, then just you can look at the news feed. The news feed's excellent. I'm going to highlight a couple things there. Well, actually, one thing in particular. But before I do that, you know, to me, this show is really on an important day. This is the anniversary of my late mother's birthday, March 20th. And she is the founder of Vaccination Liberation. Her name is Wallene James. She wrote three books in her life and two books on the vaccine issue. The first one is Immunization, the Reality Behind the Myth, in which I mentioned we had a court case that triggered the writing of that book, where my nephew was going to be taken by CPS in Virginia Beach, Virginia, back in the 80s. And so much of the evidence that we presented to the judge in the court case laid the foundation for Immunization, the Reality Behind the Myth. That went into a second edition in 1994. And then her last book, is called The Vaccine Religion, Mass Mind and the Struggle for Human Freedom. And I wrote the foreword to that book and did a lot of editing on it to make it what it is today. And that is available through Vaccination Liberation by going to vaclib.org. So you can bypass Amazon anyway. I really don't like to, especially when you hear about my guest, but I'm going to bring my guest on a little bit later. There's a reason I have this guest on, because I really want to focus on some of the solutions to what we're dealing with today. And I've posted a new article about, some of the stuff we're going to be talking about. I'm going to put that in the chat room too. I did put out a new blog on humbleweed.net. It's my spring update. It's been a long time in coming, and I needed to just really focus on doing a few things with the website and just sharing some of the experience I have helping people recover their health. And one thing I highlighted was the use of SEACT with elemental sulfur. You really need to get that oxygen right at the cellular level, and elemental sulfur deficiency will actually augment all the other nutrients you're taking and help to resolve your illness that much quicker, especially if you have heavy metals in your body. I mean, my main testimony there is someone who definitely had issues with her pineal and pituitary being occluded with fluoride and mercury and what have you. And she noticed an immediate difference after taking sulfur a couple days. She started having lucid dreaming, et cetera. And that's a testimony at humbleweed.net. So I put a lot of things in there, in my blog, but let's look at some of the news. Oh my gosh. Republic Broadcasting Network really does a great job, and this was just posted. Let me see. Dr. Fauci says COVID vaccines could be ready for babies and children under 12 by early 2022. Wow, that's incredible, because, I mean, babies and children, and, you know, this in the face, that was just posted yesterday. Or news from yesterday, it could have been posted today, but it says White House Chief Medical Officer Dr. Anthony Fauci told lawmakers that the U.S. could begin vaccinating older children in high school against COVID this fall. Meanwhile, a study is being done on children from age 12 down to six-month-old babies who could start getting shots in the first quarter of 2022. And then Fauci further said, we don't know what that magical point of herd immunity is, but we do know that if we get the overwhelming population vaccinated, we're going to be in good shape. We ultimately would like to get and have to get into that we ultimately would like to get and have children get into that mix of, you know, getting more vaccines. And it says out of 396,265 COVID deaths recorded so far in the U.S., which, you know, is obviously greatly exaggerated, only 93 were children. And, of course, that was very, you know, we're looking at all kinds of other causes. And what we see with the vaccine, if you go to Health Impact News, oh my gosh, the story there is, just go to Health Impact News, because the one they posted today is fully vaccinated people are testing positive for COVID, showing symptoms, and this is after they've had a second dose. So how does the benefit of experimental vaccines outweigh the risk? So that is pretty amazing. This is the story of this healthcare worker. She's a home healthcare worker, Hannah Ruart. She said, it is still shocking that I'm positive. I have no symptoms, but that's not true with all of them. The 27-year-old's vaccination card shows she received her second dose of the Pfizer vaccine January 12th. She said she found out she was positive on March 18th from one of their routine tests she takes weekly for work. Believing it might be a false positive, she took a rapid test, which also came back positive. Well, she said her mom and two other family members, all fully vaccinated, also tested positive this week. So here we have three people testing positive, and the other two are experiencing symptoms. So the biggest question is it still effective in my system? That's what she wanted to know. Is it actually working? So major questions on effectiveness, because we're seeing this more. She said, yeah, I think I just want people to continue educating themselves about the vaccine and what's best for them and their family. But yeah, there needs to be a little bit more research into its effectiveness, she says. And then there's all kinds of other cases also being reported. And what exactly are the benefits that outweigh the risk of being permanently disabled or killed by one of these shots? So then you have the story of, you know, that they only add up, they only update the VAERS, that's the Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System. They only update it once every week. So the latest stats are, let's see, let me get back to that. The latest stats on that are, let's see, get back here, 1,739 deaths. The reports are of adverse events are 38,444, but that's 1,739 deaths, and of those injuries, 6,286 were considered very serious injuries, and this is all since December 14th and through, I believe, it's March 8th. So, you know, in another week, we'll just see an uptick of this, because now we have a third one, Johnson & Johnson's, and they're already getting a bunch of reports of the harm from that particular vaccine. I think they are showing from just the Johnson & Johnson over 305 adverse reactions, and that was just licensed. So, and when you take into consideration that 1%, this is a passive surveillance system, so they have a pretty good estimate that less than 1% are actually reported, because it takes time to actually report on it. Not a lot of doctors, a lot of lay people, they don't know how to report. It takes some know-how, and I've run into doctors that have never reported an injury, even though there's obviously a connection. You know, they're taught to pass it off as coincidental. So, you know, they could be suffering an adverse reaction 48 or 72 hours later, and they'll just say it's a coincidence that it was coinciding, you know, at approximately the same time as the COVID vaccine. So this is how they hide a lot of these injuries. So really, really unbelievable what we're dealing with. Well, you know, so let me just highlight a couple things that I did put in my blog. I just wanted to mention that I did have a friend out, you know, I've been telling people this is actually illegal for all of this stuff to be mandated, because even COVID testing, masking, and the resultant vaccines are only authorized under what is called emergency use authorization. Federal law stipulates that no product issued for EUA or emergency use authorization can be mandated. So, you know, I looked because my friend said, well, they updated, you know, what is considered emergency use authorization. That has not changed when it has come to these kind of masks that people are using, or the test itself, or the vaccine, because I looked recently. And there's an excellent article that I put a link to in my blog. Under federal law, can your employer make you get the COVID vaccine? And it's written by two fabulous attorneys in our network, Greg Glasser, who is also with the physicians for informed consent, as well as the attorney in Joy Garner's amazing case. And that's at, I interviewed Joy a little bit ago. That's at informedconsentdefense.org. I would really encourage people to keep an eye on that case, because that would basically outlaw any mandates for vaccines in this in the country. And it has a lot of merit, tons of evidence. It's amazing. And the other one was Mary Holland, who has written extensively on this issue, is very eloquent, sharp thinker, and is the mother of a autistic child, I believe. I don't know how old he or she is, but I know that's true. But they cite the federal code, 21 U.S. code, you know, 360 BBB, blah, blah, blah. And I put the link to all that from Cornell Law. So I think, you know, people need to be able to use that if they're threatened with testing or masking or vaccines in any way for their job. I'd encourage that. And there's also information on keeping your space microwave free. And I gave you an update of things I added to the website. We have a new tabs, oregano oil. I am now selling the highest quality oregano oil, and I want people to understand that it works in conjunction with a lot of things. I mean, it's an amazing product for things like, you know, parasites. That's fungus infections, you know, any kind of skin abrasion, but any kind of sign that you have an infection. They've used it for arthritis. They've used it for a lot of things. And then the other tab that's going to bring us up to the topic with my guest is a topic of where is it? It's on MMS, chlorine dioxide. We're going to talk about that. I added it under when you've tried everything. So I have a whole tab called articles at humbleweed.net, and you could see different things added. I added white oak bark under herbs, but I added MMS, the miracle mineral supplement for 21st century ailments. And I'm going to bring on Carrie Rivera. Her website is Carrie, K-E-R-R-I, Rivera, .com, and she lives in Europe, but she is vacationing in Mexico, and I'm really excited to have her in, on the show, because I really want you guys to be able to ask questions the last half hour. It's amazing what she has done in the last 15 years, so I'm going to read a little bit of that about her. So she's an author, speaker, health consultant, and an autism mom. She has helped over 800 kids ages 6 months to 32 years old recover from autism. After her son was diagnosed with autism in 2004, she began treating him with a standard DAN biomedical interventions popular at the time. She was a non-responder, and after years of treatment, his results were disappointing. In desperation, she prayed for a solution to her son's health problems, asking God to help her find something that would help her son and that she could share with others. Well, a solution that would be affordable and accessible around the world and effective in relieving the autism symptoms affecting an increasing number of our youth throughout the world. So soon after she prayed, I tell you, the power of prayer is amazing in my life, too. She found chlorine dioxide, and she tried it on herself and her son. Okay. That was that.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Welcome back. I was in the middle of introducing my guest, and we do have her on the line. Anyway, briefly, I'm just finishing up here. Kelly Rivera found...
Carrie,
I'm sorry. Rivera found chlorine dioxide shortly thereafter. She tried it herself on her son, and he had an immediate and obvious improvement in his symptoms. The veil of autism was lifted, and he began speaking in ways he hadn't for years. So Carrie knew that she was onto something and began to share her discovery with the world. So in 2014, Carrie's book, Healing the Symptoms Known as Autism, was published on Amazon, and it became a number one bestseller in the health category before being banned in 2019. When Amazon began a dramatic purge of literature focusing on natural health and anything to do with the vaccine issue, as we know. The book itself is translated into 7 languages, is filled with testimonials from happy families, and racked up scores of additional positive online reviews from people who had never even met Carrie but were benefiting from her protocol as spelled out in the book. So she actually has four websites, CarrieRivera.com, TheTruthAboutChlorineDioxide.com, AutismDebate.com, and CD for chlorine dioxide autism.org. So welcome. I mean, I could go on and on, but because you even have another book. So I'm so excited to have you, Carrie. I told the listeners this is a very important show for me because it's the anniversary of my mother, the founder of Vaccination Liberation. It's her birthday.
Oh, happy birthday. Well, happy birthday.
Yeah, well, she passed away in 2012, actually. My father passed away in 2014, and then you just got going right around that time.
Yeah, well, I had a biomedical clinic that I opened in 2006 in Puerto Vallarta, Mexico, with a hard hyperbaric chamber. Mm-hmm. We had IV chelation and neurofeedback and therapies for the kids, and I would bring doctors from around the world there and, you know, do different things like that. And then the chlorine dioxide came into my life in 2010, which absolutely changed the direction of my life completely. Because one thing is, you know, you're treating things, you know, you can treat things, you can do labs to see what you're treating. And that's kind of what those biomedical things are all about. And then all of a sudden, something like chlorine dioxide comes into your life, and it's life changing because everybody around you is healing. You know, it just, I can just tell you an example. There's a doctor right now that I know, and somebody told me, oh, you got to help his kid, you know, and his kid's got seizures or epilepsy, whatever. And so I said, okay, yeah, no problem. So I give them a call, and after I'm asking questions, the kid's autistic. So he's not just, doesn't have just seizures, you know? So I said, okay, have you ever heard of this diet? We're going to get some diet going. You're going to get rid of him. Like, oh, we give him like milk, we'll give him whatever. So immediately get them, you know, right on course with the diet and everything. Like within 3 days, the kid's saying more words, the kid's not having seizures. Like it can be that quickly. So if you're playing around with other stuff like chelation and hyperbarics and supplements and neurofeedback and blah, they're probably fine. And maybe after like 5 or 6 years, there's probably some improvements or, you know, maybe noticeable improvements or whatever. But this is like 3 days later, the family's living a different life already. I mean, he's not cured by any means. We're not going to use that word, nothing crazy like that. But he's healing. He's in a process of healing, and it's only been 3 or 4 days.
Wow, that's incredible. Three or four days?
This is what we're used to in this world. That's why it's kind of like when people get, you know, people tell me the same story. I've been meeting more and more people that are doing this same sort of thing, and they're saying, like, it's changed my life. Because when you have these kind of life-changing events, you want to tell people about them. And the unfortunate part that we're living in an upside-down world. So, like, right is wrong, and wrong is right. And, you know, if something heals without harming, we need to suppress it and drive those people into oblivion. And if, you know, there's things that will alter your DNA forever and harm you, well, we got to promote that, make sure everybody gets one of those, you know. So it's just upside-down world. And that's what happened to me, too, when I first saw my own child getting better. And then, of course, other people are like, wow, what are you doing with your own child? I said, well, I bought these drops from this doctor in Guadalajara. And this goes back to 2009, 2010, a long time ago. And people started, you know, buying them. And, we're all kind of learning how to do it at the same time. And then, like, kids were recovering one after the other. And I was, you're kind of in shock. Like, you know, you come in to know autism is not, like, you know, can treat it, but you probably can't recover from it. And all these kids are recovering. So I contact the Autism Research Institute, where Dr. Rimlin, who started it in 1970, he would have been thrilled to know of this, but he passed away, unfortunately, in 2006. So when I contacted them in 2011 and said, hey, you know, remember me? We translated the protocol for you and everything into Spanish. And, you know, by the way, I started using this chlorine dioxide, and all these kids are recovering. You know, I'm just telling them, like, anecdotal stuff. I mean, I'm telling you what I'm seeing. I'm not telling you that I'm selling that. I don't sell it. I'm just telling you what's going on in the real world. And they didn't want to hear about it.
Oh, wow, incredible. Okay, hold on, Carrie.
Okay.
Thank you. Hold on. We have a commercial break, and we'll be back in about 4 minutes. Thanks.
Okay.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast two-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
Hey, gang. Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Kosher-tify, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Kosher-tified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Please view, like, and subscribe to our YouTube channel, Stop Terrorism. Please contact us if you or anyone you know who wants to be on our show at thetruthpharmacy@gmail.com. Keep it real. Take the red pill.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24/7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Okay, welcome back. You're listening to Immunize Wisely with my guest, Carrie Rivera. And I did put in the chat several links so you can go directly to her websites. That's immunizewisely.chatango.com. So, Carrie, you had a lot of people collaborate with you on your book, and you put a lot of different information in there. So you also, besides the chlorine dioxide, you're mentioning GCMAF. And how do people even get that? I thought that was something that was pretty much very difficult to obtain.
Well, yeah, actually, what's happening now is then the book is 7 years old. So unfortunately, pretty much everything in the book is just really old. So that's why I recommend people email me, Carrie@CarrieRivera.com. I mean, that's the best way to get the current information due to the fact that there's a lot of pressure, you know, from the government and things like that to just go away and shut up or they'll make your life miserable. So just, you know, if you have any questions, email me, Carrie@CarrieRivera.com. But all we're doing now is using something else that actually increases macrophage activation, which are the Pac-Man of the immune system, and decreases NAGylase, which is an inflammatory enzyme. Basically same thing, but it's not the same thing because the MAF actually came from human blood product. It didn't have any of the blood product in it, but it did have the human protein. And a lot of people with autoimmune disorders would have an extra inflammatory response to it because it's, you know, it's foreign and the body doesn't like that so much. So then it was created another product from that. And then now there's other products from that. So there is no use of the GCMF anymore. It's just the same things, but no longer like that. It's all basically vegan source. So if anybody has any questions, feel free just to email me. That's the best way to go on that one.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, because you've certainly tailored it with, since there's so many other things out there, and mm-hmm. certainly the chlorine dioxide is so amazing for, mm-hmm. Because it's two molecules of oxygen, one of chlorine, mm-hmm. and that goes in there and just pretty much wipes out all the fungus and the parasites that are so much of a problem. And then you have the nutritional support. Do you recommend specific things to clean the liver and the colon? I'm just curious.
Well, first of all, the chlorine dioxide destroys all pathogens, candida, bacteria, parasites. It destroys virus as well. It neutralizes heavy metals and it reduces overall inflammation in the body. And Andreas Kalker has even shown in like dark field microscopes, you can even see how it oxygenates the blood. So that's why they've been so successful at these, you know, current viral situations at getting oxygen up in people because of how chlorine dioxide works. So that's, you know, kind of the bigger thing. And chlorine dioxide also, it kills throughout the body. It's a gas. So it travels all over the body and it's active for about 45 minutes and then it's finished and then it just goes out of the body. So it doesn't accumulate in the body. So as far as detoxifying the liver, that's pretty easy. I'm a big fan of using CD in enemas. And that really helps to detoxify the liver beautifully. And then we have no issues when we're actually dumping, you know, toxins, of course, into the liver because that's the natural progression of the body. And then, of course, we do the enemas at the end of the day to detoxify the liver. And then we start all over again the next day. And so we have a really clean detox. And as far as killing pathogens in the gut as well as in the blood, chlorine dioxide is a gas. So, you know, you take it in through the mouth, you take it in through the rectum or through the skin in a bath, for example, and it's traveling throughout the body. So it's just a really beautiful, perfect molecule.
So, you know, some people are saying, well, you know, in the chat room, well, where do you get it? I mean, do you have a source that you...
There's a lot of places. I mean, there's people that sell it on Amazon. There's people that sell it, you know, all over the internet. I personally have never sold it. But if I would be in the States buying it, I would probably go to kvlab.com. They've been selling it as, and it looks like water purification. That's, you know, kind of how they don't make any claims about it or how to use it. It's just a place you can buy it. But I know people buy it on Amazon. There's other sellers. I'm just not really that familiar because I'm an expat for 28 years. So I'm not really that familiar what people are buying in the U.S. And then internationally, there's a lot of sellers. Just, again, wherever you live, email me. There's a lot of sellers all over the world. I don't sell it. I've never sold it. But I know where to buy it, and you can always carry it, carryrivera.com. I'm happy to just tell me what country you live in. That usually helps me not have two back and forths.
Wow, thank you.
Sure,
I really appreciate it. So, you know, I noticed in some of the testimonies that you had that some people didn't know how to dose correctly, and it was
right.
The real key was doing small amounts throughout the day.
Right. I like that the best because that way, you know, people will say, well, how much, you know, the protocol 1000, whatever. These are Jim Humble's protocols. And then I guess Andreas has got some protocols. They're like P and Q. And I don't even know what all these things are. I typically will start with like a bottle of 16 ounces of water and put one drop of chlorine dioxide in there and drink 1 ounce every hour, every 45 minutes, because it's only lasting. It's only effective for 45 minutes and you can put it back in again. So I like to start off with 1/16th of a drop and then every day go up by 1/16th of a drop. So you always just, you know, just swigging on it every 45 minutes, every 60 minutes, taking a swig of the bottle. And then, you know, if you don't, let's say, you know, your detox reaction is happening and you're having a Herxheimer reaction, which means that your liver is just not keeping up with, you know, with the speed of the detox. Well, it's a little bit low and slow. So like, you know, maybe by 2 or 3 in the afternoon, you're like, oh, I feel a little bit strange. A little bit strange is way before you don't feel well, you know, or like,
right.
You know, something like that. So then you just stop taking, and the next day you reduce by a drop, and the next day you increase by a drop. So it's always just staying under a Herxheimer reaction. I've been under protocols of many different doctors over the years. One I remember, I'll never forget one I did with Dr. Simon Yu. He's a doctor out of St. Louis, Missouri. He does like heavy-duty parasite meds and stuff like that. And I remember just having like the worst month of my life one day, one time, 2012. And I found him at a conference many months later. I'm like, man, that was a terrible detox. He's like, well, you should have just reduced it then. It's like, but you didn't tell me to. So I kind of like to go at things like, let's increase low and slow, get to the dose that would be your full dose, because everybody has different, it doesn't necessarily matter how much you weigh. I'll give you another example. I had a lady I was working with who had Lyme disease, and she was at 72 drops in her 16 doses, and that way she felt great. Her energy was really good. It was keeping pressure on her pathogens, so she was actually feeling better and better all the time. She did her enemas, and she was great. And then I have some people that will tell me, like, you know, oh, after 18 drops, I'm just not feeling it, you know? So everybody's different. That's why if you start with 1/16th every day more, you're going to find where you're feeling right. And then, you know, some of these people that can't go up any higher, maybe after a week or two, they can try another drop again. And, oh, yeah, I made it, you know, and they start rolling again. So it just depends on what's wrong with you as to, you know, what you need to take.
Yeah, I noticed that you're now working with adults, too, because certainly sure. Adults have all this residual problem from,
right.
You know, that's, and it's not just, you know, we always like to say it's all vaccines, and it is.
No,
Well, at the very beginning, it kind of opens your body's window for taking in toxins that it would not normally have, you know, because you're... You know, let me just explain the way I do it. It sounds, you know, really crazy, but, you know, your body has that barrier of what self and not self. And that's, you know, what all of these, you know, we have the adenoids, we have the tonsils, we have all these things. You know, when you have a snake bite, it's foreign protein, right, and poison. So what do you do? Do you leave that snake bite in your body? No. You immediately suck it out. But not true with vaccines, which is foreign protein and all kinds of toxins. And it's not being censored by your liver and the main organs of the body. So it literally skews that natural censoring mechanism. And that's why, you know, you end up accumulating a lot of toxins that your body would normally reject. And so that's why a lot of people say, you know, the vaccines are the foundation, and it does get passed down generationally, because you can see that in people's irises. But, you know, with that said, you know, it's, you know, a lot of people do fine. You know, they've had maybe 4 vaccines in their life or whatever, you know, and they're fine. They don't see any problem. But, you know, it does kind of lay a foundation, and which is why everyone's on this big detox kit. You're not going to recover unless you trigger your body's ability to get rid of the toxins that are in your body. And this is why your protocol, you know, works so well, because everything is about, you know, detoxification and getting the nutrients and oxygen into the cells.
Very interesting to me is to watch the parents treat themselves alongside with their children. And of course, that's where I started to learn. You know, I had one mom, she was a doctor, and she was taking it with her son. And she was texting on Facebook one day, like, oh, my fibromyalgia is gone. I private messaged her, like, what happened? She's like, yeah, I took it for 4 months. I'm like, you know, why didn't you just tell me? This is so interesting. And then, of course, Dr. Senna from MIT talks about how chlorine dioxide will break down glyphosate into useful minerals, and then the body uses up that way. And of course, you know, they won't let her talk about that in her book or anything like that, because they won't print the book if she talks like that. But there's actually a solution for the glyphosate problem as well. And speaking of people that are damaged by things, like maybe there are people, like I work with kids that are non-vaccinated as well, and they still have autism. That's not a big percentage of the kids. But like you were saying, I mean, it can be, or like Dr. Senep even says, it can be the glyphosate that's causing it. It can be the cesarean. It can be the, you know, the non-productive milk, because you just had cesarean, the antibiotics, and destroyed your milk production. So there's a lot of factors, you know, parents with older, like low thyroid and low hydrochloric acid. Lots and lots of reasons. Perfect storm, although it's happening over and over again. So many of us do feel that it was definitely the vaccine that caused our kids to have this autism thing. But why I ended up kind of venturing out a little bit further from autism was really the motivation of the parents. The parents were taking it. They're like, okay, I'm going to take it alongside my kid and just take it. You know, like nobody's telling me they've got Lyme or Hashimoto's or thyroid or chronic fatigue or depression or whatever. But they start taking it, and like all of a sudden everybody's feeling better, you know. And then that's really, and I started doing this in 2010. So now over the last 12 years, you start to see these things, and then you have to share the stories. They're very, very interesting, and actually the protocol is just really good for everybody. It's good if you're healthy, it's good if you're sick, and it doesn't really matter what the label of your illness is, it just works.
Okay, yeah, so this is the other thing, because a lot of people have leaky gut. They say over 80% of the population has leaky gut.
Right.
So you do the chlorine dioxide. I mean, certainly that's not going to heal the leaky gut. Or is it?
Well, I like a few other things as well. There's a few other things. Like, you want to have your hydrochloric acid. You want to have a few other supplements in there that really do help with leaky gut. But getting rid of the pathogens is you know, really one of the first important things you want to do to help with the leaky gut, especially candida, because it's got these claws and it's making little holes, you know, in the gut. Too.
Right. So well, the glyphosate, I'm really glad you brought up Stephanie Seneff. Because
Love her.
Yeah, well, that's how I found out about you. You know, it was her article that she mentioned you, and I was like, oh, this is very exciting.
Yeah,
and she had said early on that that's the only thing she knew of that would help to get rid of the glyphosate.
Right.
And she also, and I sell elemental sulfur, you know, in the crystal form, you know, the original kind in bulk. And that's another thing that you definitely need, as she talks about that. And so I find, you know, all these things kind of work in tandem, but I'm also a distributor with Microbiome Labs, and Microbiome Labs has this, you know, product, you know, for restoring. They have a whole protocol for restoring leaky gut based on so many people having leaky gut. And I'm not sure if you're familiar with Microbiome Labs, but I'm just saying they have the sports mega spore biotic. We have another host on RBN on Sunday morning, Johnny Delirious. He's also a distributor because he sees so many people recover that they didn't know what their problem was. They tried totally everything until they started doing the protocol for healing leaky gut.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So, yeah, and I'm sure you have your own protocol for that, right?
Yeah, right. I mean, it's part of the protocol. So it's just part of what, I mean, you know, we're adding certain things. And CD's not alone, of course, diet. There's other things in there, but like I said, I just the focus, I think, and of course the cornerstone of, like, what makes this protocol different than any other doctor out there doing any other protocol is that chlorine dioxide rocks. It's really an amazing molecule. It just, and actually, there's a man, his name is Jeff, and he did this incredible documentary on chlorine dioxide, and he called it the universal antidote. And that's what NASA referred to chlorine dioxide in a document back in 1987. So this is really known to our alphabet agencies how good this stuff is. And that's why the doctors and every other TV show on the planet, bleach, dangerous, bleach, stay away from this, bleach, you know. And basically, if it's on the news and they're saying it's bad, it's probably good. And if they're on the news saying it's good, it's probably bad. So just wake up to that reality. Now we're in an upside down world.
Well, that's because the pharmaceutical industry is literally funded mainstream media forever. So
A lot of people don't know this, though. I mean, they still don't realize that what they're saying, like if it says that it's raining outside, still look before you go outside. You know, it's who knows what they're going to tell you.
Anyway, so, yeah, unbelievable that. You know, this goes on and on and on,
right.
You know,
right.
The pharmaceutical thing. So, I mean, I can't, you know, tell people enough. You've got to think outside the box. This is what my website, humbleweed.net, is all about. And I actually put my article on MMS with a reference to your website. I put it under when you've tried everything, because people, you know, even though, you know, they don't, well, it has such a bad rap, you know.
Well, oh, why?
Yeah. And that's the whole thing. But,
right.
You know,
when I first started using it in 2009, I bought it. In 2010, I started to think about it and I started to research it. And this goes back before they were censoring. You know, Google was actually a search engine. Now it's not a search engine anymore. It's, you know, propaganda machine. But it used to be a search engine. So literally 2010, I start searching around and I'm looking, and I know autism is all the pathogens, right? So I look on virus. It opens the viral envelope, thus destroying the virus. I mean, all viruses. It doesn't, not just Epstein-Barr, not just herpes, you know, not just all of them. And then with bacteria too, it destroys bacteria, destroys candida, destroys parasites. It was like everything autism was, and it worked against all those pathogens. But you could actually find this information back then. And so it was just really so perfect. And then now there's a really amazing movement in mostly in Latin America. It's called ComuSav, which is ComuSav.com, ComuSav.com. And CommuSav.com is made up of more than 22,000 members. It's free to join. They're doing weekly seminars. They're free. They're on Zoom. And they're on another one called like Obi or something like this. But you can, if you just go to their website. And Andreas Kalker is doing conferences there. And they actually went ahead and legalized in Bolivia chlorine dioxide for the use. So doctors are giving it away. The government is giving it away. They're healing people. People are, you know, no longer dying. There's a big movement in all of the countries in Latin America, but the biggest movers in this are definitely Bolivia and Mexico. But Bolivia actually went so far as to legalize chlorine dioxide, and it's being given away by doctors because the results have been so fantastic. And of course, Andreas Kalker goes there and brings the science, you know, so it's not, they're not blindly following, you know, something that could be risky.
Okay. Well, thank you, Carrie. Listening to Carrie Rivera on Immunize Wisely. Please stay tuned.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen plan to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile oxysilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer, it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer, Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer, excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Welcome back. So, Carrie, we have lots of people are liking the interview in the chat. There, you know, we always have one person that says it's bleach. And a lot of people say, though, that's why it's so dangerous. Here, this is something that has two oxygen molecules and one chlorine molecule, something that is not bleach at all. Although it does, you know, when you're first initially taking it, it does kind of have that feel. What do you say to people that are scared into not using it? What's kind of some of your experience, and what do you say?
Well, personally, I believe that if you're ignorant enough not to know the difference in sodium hypochlorite and chlorine dioxide, then you really shouldn't be taking it. And then, of course, the other logical thing is, for example, salt, you know, sodium chloride. I mean, the molecules can have things in common with other molecules and still not be the same molecule. So I have people tell me, oh, yeah, I went to my doctor and asked my doctor about chlorine dioxide. I said, oh, it's pool chlorine and don't take it. It's bad for you. Well, the doctor didn't go to chemistry school. They went to medical school. I mean, not everybody knows everything just because they wear a white lab coat. So I think that a little bit more investigation on your own part. And there's some really good videos right now. Like, if you're not a reading person, Dr. Andreas Kalker has a channel on Library. It's like Libry.com, I think it is. Really good videos over there where he's presenting the science. He's written more books about the science. He spent the last basically 8 years in a lab, you know, to present the science. And of course, the science has always been, it's always been in. There's never really been much of a question. And there is, of course, the universal antidote, which has a lot of information as far as if you want to follow this down the rabbit hole. And again, you can email me and I can send you the link because it's been posted everywhere, but it's pretty much been taken down everywhere too. So the universal antidote is about an hour and 20 minute documentary on chlorine dioxide. And that way you can go ahead and you can go into, I think it's Alcide was one of the companies that did a lot of investigation, a lot of science behind the chlorine dioxide. And they have a lot of patents. There's a lot of legal patents for like chlorine dioxide to be used for oral products, you know, and ASEA, which is another supplement, which is basically just the sodium chlorite reduced into water. And people use that for health benefits. They drink it. It's super reduced. So it's really expensive, super reduced, multi-level marketing. But when you take it, it mixes with your hydrochloric acid in your stomach and creates chlorine dioxide. So it's going to kill some of your pathogens. But it's so dilute that you say, well, why would you do that when you can buy it anyway? But there's a lot of things out there. And again, there's a lot of misinformation. And of course, there's a lot of people banking on you getting misinformation. And then, of course, the other side is when people talk about it's really dangerous. So if it's so dangerous, where are all these dead people? I mean, really, where are all these dead people? You know, chemo's knocking people off, like 97% of people that take chemo die within 10 years, okay? So chlorine dioxide, there's been millions of people to take it, millions. And, of course, now more and more because there's, you know, the word's getting out. A lot of people are also, you know, waking up to the fact that we're in the upside-down world. Word's getting out this stuff is really, really good. It's very, very inexpensive. And, you know, of course, there's no downside to it. So people are waking up.
Mm-hmm. So, Carrie, I want to ask you, what is the name of that documentary again, Universal Antidote?
Exactly. It's called The Universal Antidote.
Okay. So we should be able to search it. Okay. Well, thank you.
Yeah, if not, feel free to just email me and I can get you the link because they're changing it all the time. It's so hard to find it. You know, it used to be everywhere and then it disappeared.
Okay. Well, we're at the end of the first hour, so please stay tuned for my guest, Carrie Rivera.
Is your property a financial burden and causing you grief? Have you tried to sell but can't find buyers? Or are you just too busy to sell your property? Don't worry. We have the right solution for you. We buy properties as is, with cash, close in 30 days, and pay all closing costs. Our service is ideal for property owners who are in pre-foreclosure, have high-end repair costs, experiencing financial hardship, going through costly divorces, are relocating, need cash for retirement, suffering family loss, or have tax liens. Whatever your situation may be, we can help you sell your property and get the money you need. If you own a single-family home or multiple family units, call us for a free consultation at 888-910-1037. That's 888-910-1037.
800-910-1037 or visit our website at cashingproperty.com. That's cashingproperty.com. Sell your property fast and leave all your worries behind.